Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God. Let's stay rooted in God, rooted in God, rooted in God through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Good evening, my love. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Loving the Lord Thursday. Hallelujah. I'm loving him, my Father, because he's continued to let me know that I am who I am today, because God makes no mistakes. God makes no mistakes about who he created me to be, the lessons that he's blessing me to learn, the different things that he's putting me through to allow me to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. So in due time, he will exalt me. Hallelujah. For his glory can continue to manifest in my life, and that's why I love my Father, that he's taking his old special time with me, because I'm his child and he loved me. Hallelujah. And he know all the things that I need, all the lessons and all the shaping and molding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us, healing strength to us, Lord God. Touch us in the areas where we need you to touch us, and Father God, continue to give us the strength to walk out your will, Father God. You say your strength is made whole in our weakness, Father God. Your grace is sufficient, Father God. We are walking under your grace, Father God. We trust you and we believe you, but we need you to guide and direct us. We need you to give us the strength to show us humility in all the different areas where we need it, Father God. Show us trust in the areas where we need it, Father God, and faith, and give us the strength to walk out boldly, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We trust in you with our whole heart. We're leaning not on our own understanding, Father God. Thank you for showing us the difference of not leaning on our own understanding and trusting you. Hallelujah. Because the opposite of not leaning on our own understanding is trusting you, Father God. Thank you for showing us layers that we do trust you, Father God, that we do believe you, Father God, and we're standing on your word. Let your will be done. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for all that my Father is doing. I'm so thankful for his will. I'm so thankful for his ways. I'm so thankful that he's transforming my mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to show me the difference of trusting in him. Hallelujah. Because it say, lean not on your own understanding. When I just give stuff to God and be like, I don't know how it's going to be figured out, because I know the area where I struggled at, where I always try to figure things out. When I be like, well, I don't know how it's going to figure out, I'm going to trust God. He shows me different layers of trust. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm not putting my mind to figuring it out, but I'm letting God's mouth walk it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and I'm just so thankful for all that my Father is doing. Today's title is called Half and Half. Hallelujah. Half means either of two equals or corresponding part in which something is or can be divided. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to be in Revelations today, Revelations 3, and I'm going to start at verse number 14 and say, and to the angels of the church of Laodicea write, these things say to Amen, the faithful and true witness. He says the faithful and true witness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The beginning of the creation of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say in the beginning, when we go to the beginning of the Bible, and we go to Genesis 1, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, say the faithful and true witness. We know that they say that Holy Spirit was come to bear witness of who Jesus was. Hallelujah. Tell us the Spirit of truth was going to bear witness of who Jesus was. What allows us to continue to be faithful is the Spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Jesus was faithful to God's will because he was the visible image of God. God is a spirit. Hallelujah. It say, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we go back to Revelation. It say in the beginning, hallelujah, the beginning of the creation of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God was in the beginning of the creation of God. Jesus was in the beginning of the creation of God. God was there. Hallelujah. These three testify in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, the Word word and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Hallelujah. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. Then because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. And spew, another word for spew is vomit. Vomit means to eject matter from the stomach through the mouth. Hallelujah. A physical substance in general, as the matter is a physical subject in general, as distinct from mind and spirit and feces, that which occupies space and possess rest mass, especially a distance from energy, and a sphere or situation under consideration or topic. Hallelujah. He say, I know. He say, and since so then that you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. And when I was looking at that, and I say to spew, hallelujah, and I was praying and asking God about him spewing out of the mouth, hallelujah, and it made me think about Jonah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I was praying and I was just, and my father is speaking to me today, and I had took off my shoe because I felt it was something uncomfortable because I had went to run outside, so I just threw my tennis shoes on and I didn't put my socks back on, and I felt that the sole of it was coming up, so I went in there and I started walking up the stairs with had one shoe on and one shoe off, and God said, that's how my children is, that's where you are in some areas of your life, and I said, wow, half and half, so that was letting know that some areas is lukewarm, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it said he was spew out the mouth. When you look at Jonah and Jonah 2, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to read verse 2 and I'm going to read verse 10. And verse 2 and said, I'm going to read 1 and say, and then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, out of the fish belly. And he said, I cried by reason of my affliction to the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and you heard my voice. Hallelujah. And in 10, it said, and the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. But I wanted you to notice that when it's talking about the fish, the fish of the well, hallelujah, it say, I cried by reason of my affliction to the Lord, and he heard me, and out of the belly of hell cried I, and you heard my voice, hallelujah. When it was talking about, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was pulling on his disciples, he also told all of them, I want you to be fishers of men, hallelujah. I want you to go bring the souls. It's so many souls in the belly of hell, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the afflictions and the different things that they are going through. When you are fishers of men, you are fishers of people who is lost in hell, who need to come into salvation, hallelujah. Because when all of us was first coming to the Lord, we were all in hell. We was all under Satan's trap. We were all used by him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say he vomited him out of the fish mouth and Jonah upon the dry land, hallelujah. So he vomited him out. He ejected him out of the stomach through the mouth, hallelujah. So he vomited him out of through the mouth. And I want you to just follow along with me. And it say that Jesus say, so then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. When you spew something, you vomit something, you eject the matter through the stomach and mouth. He say, I reject you out of my mouth. When Jesus talking about his mouth, he's talking about the word that's coming out of God's mouth. So when he ejects you out of his stomach and out of his mouth, that means he is speaking to you and God is directing you, and he is giving you the strength to learn the different things that you need to learn. So when he say, I will spew you out of my mouth, hallelujah, because his mouth is the sword, hallelujah, and it's the word of God. And we know that he said in Ephesians, have on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Jesus say, I say nothing of myself. It say that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, says nothing of itself, but everything that it hears, and it tells us things to come, hallelujah. So some are lukewarm in certain areas, hallelujah. And as my father revealed to me today, when I had one shoe on and one shoe off, that some of us is walking in his will in certain ways and walking in our own wills in other ways, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we think about it, when God talked to Moses out of the burning bush, when the angel spoke to him, he said, take off your shoes. When God said this to him, he said, take off your shoes because you are standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. So he was telling him, take off your shoes. Take off your will. Shoes is a representation of your own will. Hallelujah. Because now you're walking in his will. You're walking in his ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you have on your own shoes, you're walking in your own way. You're walking in how you want to walk out things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I didn't hear people say that older people say a woman shouldn't buy a man any shoes because then he'll walk all over her, hallelujah, and the shoes that he bought, like when they say that, that means that he's going to cheat and go to different places, hallelujah. Thank you, and it just made me think about the Lord, hallelujah. He says, take off your shoes. I don't even want you to put on nobody else's shoes. I want you to take off your shoes and walk on this holy ground, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to walk on this ground because you got to realize you're my temple. You live inside of me, and I walk in you. So what is walking, the feet that's actually walking is my feet because I am walking because now you're being transformed into the image of me. Now you're walking in who I called you to walk into, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now we're walking in who God says that we are called to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when Jesus told him to take off his shoes, his holy ground, he said, take off his will, take off his way. So now he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. So now I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I'm going to eject you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Because you're lukewarm. And I'm going to let you know what's going on. And in 17, it said, because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and know not that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. See, when you are lukewarm and you are cold and hot, like you have one shoe on and one shoe off, hallelujah, you're walking in God's will. Now you see the good thing that God is prospering you. You are rich, you increased in good, and you need nothing, hallelujah, because you know that God shall supply all your needs, hallelujah. But in other areas where you're walking and you're not trusting in him, but you're leaning on your own understanding, and you are trying to acknowledge him in half of your ways, hallelujah. See, the title's called Half and Half, hallelujah. You're not all the way there with him, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're not all the way there, but you're trying to figure things out and do things on your own, where we have to not get so caught up in what God is doing with us in certain areas where he show us the good, because it say all things work out for the good of them who love God, who's called according to his purpose. It says you will increase in good. So things are working out for your good, hallelujah, because you're called and you're walking in his purpose, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're rich. You realize you're rich, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know that you need for nothing, but he say, but you know not that you are rich and you are miserable and poor and blind and naked, because he's trying to show you this in different areas, hallelujah. But you're not submitted to him all the way because you're lukewarm. You're neither cold nor hot. You believe in certain areas because he even showed you victory in so many different areas. But the other areas where he's trying to manifest some things within this season, you're not walking in. You're not walking in it, hallelujah. You're still caught in hell. You're still caught between heaven and hell, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You still have one shoe on and one shoe off. You are lukewarm, hallelujah. You're not all the way on fire like I surrender to you, Lord. I don't know the process. Just think about the process that you got to, that you had to go to see that you are rich, to see that you increase in good, hallelujah. See that you need for nothing, hallelujah. He say, I counsel you to buy me gold tried in fire, hallelujah. He say, buy me gold tried in fire. We know we are brought with a price by the blood of Jesus, tried in fire. When he's talking about fire, he's talking about the spirit. See, when we have the seven spirits of God, hallelujah, on us, the spirit of the Lord that rests upon us, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and counsel and might and understanding, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the respect of the Lord. We have all the spirits on us and walking inside of us and living inside of us, we will be able to manifest the different things that God is doing, that you may be rich and white in white raiment, and that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye slaves, that you may see, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said that you might have on white remnants, that's a representation of being by the blood of Jesus, and that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness, hallelujah. When it say shame, it says, study to show yourself approved. A workman, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman not being ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. See, when you have a half, you're divided the word of truth. So now you know the truth. So you're neither lukewarm, because when he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, you will be able to walk in the truth in everything that God is saying. You will not be lukewarm. You will not be believing God in certain areas, and in the other areas, you're not believing God. You're still in hell and you're still walking in your will. Because when you're walking in your will, you're still connected to hell. Because when you're walking in your own will, that means the enemy has control over you. Hallelujah. So many people say, let your mind be set free. Wake up. Hallelujah. And they put more emphasis on themselves and not letting God control them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God don't have to wake up because he's already woke. Hallelujah. He never slumbers nor sleep. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when God is living inside of you, you're already woke. You don't have to wake up. You're just walking into who you are. You are walking daily and discovering who you are, the truth of who you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why when people say that you sleep and you're not woke, hallelujah, and they want to compare their understanding to your understanding, thinking something wrong with you because you don't comprehend. It's just that I'm at another level of faith in God than you are. Hallelujah. I look at things as a different thing, the way God has given me to understand and the way God has given me to walk out and do what he called me to do. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to go back into that old mindset and try to figure things out, because I know God knows everything. He said every day is written in the book of life before it comes to pass, and he's going to release the things that I need. Hallelujah. That he supplies all my needs. He says, take counsel. Counsel is one of the spirits. Hallelujah. One of the seven spirits. Hallelujah. And counsel is advice. So he wants us to take his advice, to take gold, try it with fire, that you may be rich. That you may be rich. Hallelujah. The true riches, spiritual riches, and all the riches that God has. And white raiment, that you may be clothed. And that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye slaves, that you may see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to focus on that. It says, anoint your eyes with eye slaves. And when I seen that, it just really stood out to me. And it made me think about when Saul was on his way to Damascus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Acts 9:6-9. Hallelujah. This is when Saul had got permission to go kill everybody that believed in Jesus, as he was going to Damascus to kill any women, children, anybody. Hallelujah. Imprison them and kill them because they believed in Christ Jesus. And in Numbers 5, I'm going to start at 5 and say, and the Lord said to him, who are you? And he said, who are you? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the prick. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by his hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there 3 days without sight, and neither did eat or drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we talked about Abraham yesterday, when he was tested by God with Isaac, we said that he took a 3-day journey the third day. It said that Saul was without sight for 3 days. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus raised on the third day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So 3 means something. It's 3 to testify in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God does things in 3. And it says he must go. But it says that when he opened his eyes, when his eyes were open. Hallelujah. See, his eyes were open. When he tried to open his natural eyes, hallelujah, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And 3 days he went without sight, neither did he eat or drink. And God went to Ananias, hallelujah, and told him to open up his eyes, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And he told him what he had to suffer for his name's sake, hallelujah. And in 17, it says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hand on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared to you in the way as you came, has sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell upon his eyes as it had been scaled, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says he received his sight and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank Jesus. It says it was like scales that came off of his eyes. And when he opened up his own eyes, he could not see. Hallelujah. He was without sight for 3 days. Hallelujah. So when we go back and we go back to Revelation 3, it says, and anoint your eyes with eye slaves that you may see. Hallelujah. He said, anoint your eyes with eye slaves. When you are anointed, that is what God has called you. Because it says the anointing is on you, teaches you of yourself. No one can teach you the anointing. Hallelujah. So he's saying, anoint your eyes. Hallelujah. The sight of things. Anointed is that God only you can teach me. Hallelujah. The only way you can be anointed is if God teach you. Hallelujah. It's not talking about just anointing your eyes with a natural oil. Hallelujah. To anoint your eyes. It's talking about anoint your eyes to surrender to God. Hallelujah. Because when you're lukewarm, that means you don't have your full submission into God. But he say, anoint your eyes with eye slaves. Hallelujah. So you cannot see. You have opened up your eyes, but you can't see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you are being led. It say they led him. But see, when he's saying anoint your eyes, the anointing is teaching you and guide and direct you. The Holy Spirit leads you. Hallelujah. It say be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. You shall fulfill the you shall fulfill the law. When God lives and when you live in the Spirit, you shall also walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit leads you. It also lives in you and it walks in you. Hallelujah. So he said, anoint your eyes with eye slaves, where it's anointing you, where you opening up your eyes, but you no longer see anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you are being led by the Spirit. See, God wants us to be like that. Hallelujah. When we open up our eyes, we are allowing the anointing to teach us, because it say we don't have to be taught by no one, because the anointing teaches. Hallelujah. Where you open your eyes like Saul did. Hallelujah. When the Lord came to him, you totally surrender to him the things that God is revealing to you, because God is showing us all different areas where we need to come from out of the pits of hell and allow him to guide and direct us. Hallelujah. To not be lukewarm, to not have on one shoe on and one shoe off. Hallelujah. But to walk in the things that he is telling us to walk into, and to do the things that he's calling us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Open up your eyes and don't see nothing. Hallelujah. You don't see what's going on around you, but you're being led. Hallelujah. And on that third day, it says that he was, when he got to Damascus, that Ananias came, hallelujah, and told him what the Lord said that he was going to do, and touched him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost, and the scales came off of his eyes, and he had sight forth worth. Hallelujah. So he has sight from that day forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because now he was filled with the Spirit and he was being guided and directed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was being guided and directed by his Lord and Savior, because he knows that he opened up his physical eyes where he couldn't see. But God allowed him to see in the Spirit. God opened up a different eye. Hallelujah. See, God wants us to be anointed with the spiritual eye, where we can totally see and we can know what it means to be increased with riches. Hallelujah. Increased with goods and have the riches and have all this. Don't just look at it in the physical, but we have to gain it in the spiritual too. Hallelujah. That know that we were rich and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we know the truth that we cannot do nothing without God, but we do all things through Christ Jesus. And we continue to let him guide and direct us. We can go and gain everything that he has for us to gain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, as many as I have loved, I rebuke and chastise. He be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hallelujah. So all you have to do when the Lord reveals to you things that you are doing, repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I have fallen short. I have sinned against you, Father. Hallelujah. Guide and direct me into walking into the truth of who you called me to be. The truth of what your mouth is saying. Because it say every word that comes forth out of his mouth would do what it was sent forth to accomplish. Hallelujah. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. I will eject that matter. Hallelujah. An affair or a situation under consideration, the topic. He will eject that information. Hallelujah. Out of his mouth and let it do what it was sent forth to accomplish. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He said, I stand at the door and knock. I stand at your heart. If any man hear my voice, he said, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. See, the Father God wants you to be able to hear his voice. Hallelujah. And you hear his voice. And when you hear his voice, hallelujah, and I open and you hear my voice and open the door, you open the door in your heart of surrendering. Hallelujah. And I will come in you. He said he will dwell in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will sup with you and you and he. And he with me. Hallelujah. So he will come and live in you and walk in you. Hallelujah. Because now he's trying to lead you and guide and direct you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes we just make it too difficult, to be honest. We want everything just to be so big and spectacular. Like, God's glory just got to be big all the time. God's glory is big, is little, is medium, is all different type of shapes. God's glory is some type of shape that we never even heard of. They don't even have a definition in the natural. You know how sometimes people make up words and they give it a definition? That's all God's glory is in certain areas of your life. It ain't even a word that can describe his glory. And he's going to give you the definition as you walking it out and living it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to take our God out of box. Hallelujah. And know that he's great and he's amazing. And there's so many things that he's trying to do. And we can't be lukewarm. Hallelujah. But when he shows us things, we have to repent and say, okay, Father, I'm falling short. I have the fear of you. I have the spirit. One of the seven spirits is the fear of the Lord. I have the respect for you to know that this is your will. The only way I can truly live it out is being guided and directed by you. I don't know everything, but you do. You know everything, Father, because you say, I look through a glass darkly, then I look face to face, then I know in part, and then I know as I am known. So you let me see it clear, kind of darkly. Then you let me see it face to face. Then I know a little bit. Then I know as I am known. Hallelujah. It's a process. But I'm willing to go through that process because I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be totally with you. I want to surrender to you. Hallelujah. Father God, touch us. Father God, heal and strengthen us, Father God. We surrender our hearts to you, Father. We want to get deeper and closer to you, Father God. We repent of the sins, Father God. We repent of being lukewarm, Father God. We ask you to give us the strength to be on fire for you, Father God. We give us the strength to ask us to put the scales of us where we don't see in our own understanding, but we only see in the sight of following you, Father God, because we know you live in us and you are walking inside of us. You're leading us. The Spirit is leading us. The Spirit of truth is revealing things to us because you say you are the faithful and the true witness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Faithful to be the true witness, the witness to us that you're true. Your glory and the reign of your glory, Father God. Show us different levels of who you are, Father God. We hear you knocking at the door. We hear your voice and we want you to come and step with us, Father God. We want to be with you as you are with us, Father God. We surrender. We thank you for redeeming us by the blood of Jesus. We thank you for believing in us, Father God. We ask you to give us the strength to believe the things that you are saying. Any areas where our unbelief is, Father God, fill us up. Hallelujah. Because you say all things is possible to those who believe, Father God. But help us anywhere where we don't believe. Help us for anywhere where we have lukewarm, where we half and half, Father God. We want to be totally full. We want to be totally filled and totally whole, Father God. Hallelujah. Because by your stripes we are healed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Father God. You know all things that we need. You know all things that we need. It says, to him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. It says, he said, who overcome, I would grant him to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame. Jesus overcame. Jesus overcame. Everything that we've been through, he done been through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I sit with my Father in his throne. He that has ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Our Father is speaking to us. He's telling us things. And he wants us to be guided and directed by him. This is a process of what we're going through. You're not going to get everything right. You don't have to be perfect, but you serve a perfect God. Because he said, don't be conformed to the world, but be retransformed by the renewing of our mind so we can prove what the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. God has a perfect will that is led and guided and directed by the Holy Spirit. If we just put on them eye scales and take and cover up our sight and our understanding and the way we figure things out and the way we think things are supposed to be, let the anointing teach us and guide and direct us. And walk in God's will the way he called us to walk into it. Hallelujah. We will fulfill everything he called us to do. So if you fall short, repent, walk in his grace and his mercy, and continue to live in God. And know that you don't have to figure everything out. You don't have to know everything. He say, I chastise those I love. And I thank him for loving me enough to chastise me. And I thank him for loving you enough to chastise you if you was chastised tonight. And that we go deeper inside of what God is saying to us because we are conquerors. through Christ Jesus. But we have to be in God. We can't do this on our own. You can't have one shoe on and one shoe off. You got to have both of your shoes off because you stand on holy ground. Where God is guiding and directs you, God's will is holy. He say, be ye holy as I am holy. We are royal priesthood. Hallelujah. You don't have to have on your own shoes. It's about God's shoes. His shoes fit you just right because you're made in the image of him. He know about everything about you. Now you want to discover the truth of who you are? Walk in the truth because he is faithful. I thank you for joining me tonight. I pray you receive the word. Join me tomorrow. I love you, God. I love you more. Love, heart, and praise, and harder. Hug, love, my love.